Interlude in Death by J.D. Robb. Learning is not child's play. We cannot learn without pain. Aristotle. Happy is the child whose father goes to the devil. 16th century proverb. Chapter 1. The faces of murder were varied and complex. Some were as old as time, and the furrows scoring them filled with the blood spilled by Cain. One brother's keeper was another's executioner. Of course, it had been rather elementary to close that particular case. The list of suspects had been, after all, pretty limited. But time had populated the earth until, by the early spring of 2059, it so crawled with people that they spilled out from their native planet to jam man-made worlds and satellites. The skill and ability to create their own worlds, the sheer nerve to consider doing so, hadn't stopped them from killing their brothers. The method was sometimes more subtle, often more vicious, but people being people could, just as easily, fall back on ramming a sharpened stick through another's heart over a nice patch of lettuce. The centuries and man's nature had developed more than alternative ways to kill and a variety of victims and motives. They had created the need and the means to punish the guilty. The punishing of the guilty and the demand for justice for the innocent became, perhaps had been since that first extreme case of sibling rivalry, an art and a science. These days, murder got you more than a short trip to the land of Nod. It shut you up in a steel and concrete cage where you'd have plenty of time to think about where you went wrong. But getting the sinner...